Hi, my name is Marty Barnhart. I'm the Director of Ministry Expansion here at Christ Community Church. I'm here in China and have the opportunity to do one of our accelerators once again like I've done previously. Today you've been reading in Job 32 through 37, and as you know, you've now passed through these 31 chapters of Job, and you've heard the three arguments of Job's three friends. And as you've heard these arguments, probably thought to yourself, man, do I want to listen to these guys and read these guys? Are they saying truth? Don't discount what God has given you. Remember, it's God's word, and in turn, God has given you truth that he says to you, there is indeed good things that these men say, even though there are items that you won't agree with and that do not fit with the rest of Scripture. Today, you meet a man named Elihu. Elihu is one of those guys that says, I was the young guy. And he waits until these other three men are finished with their arguments. They've condemned Job. They've told Job how wrong he is, how unrighteous he is. And Elihu comes in and he says, I'm the guy that's going to tell you exactly what God wants you to know. He says, I'm a guy that has real truth, real knowledge, and real opportunity to show you that Job, God has a message for you. So as he begins his argument, he begins by saying there's two ways that God talks to you. He talks to you through dreams, and if he does, he reveals to you that you're a wicked man. Sounds like the old argument again for the other three friends. And then second, he says, God talks to you through pain and suffering. When Elihu makes these arguments, he's trying to get Job to look at God in a bigger picture. Now, we know from reading chapter 1 that Job was a righteous man, an upright man, a man that was godly, not just in God's sight, but also in the sight of all the people that encountered him. He prayed daily. He prayed for his kids. He was a righteous man in all the things that he did and all the things that he said. And as you look at Job's story, you say, Elihu, you're not on the right page here. Your condemnation of Job, again, is unfounded. Even though you say great things, and even though you're saying things that indeed are true about God, at least in part, you're still not all the way showing Job. So what do you do with truth like this? I believe as you look at an argument like Elihu, I'd like you to read it through, and if you found yourself skimming over some parts and glossing over some things, go back, reread it again, and take your time to listen to his arguments, especially the dream and the sufferings part. Listen to what he says about God. A lot of the things he says really are indeed true. As he comes to the end of 37, he says, God is a God who even scares him with the lightning. If you're like me, since a little kid, I'm still one of those people that sits right upright in bed and says, wow, that was a big boom when God brings the lightning and the thunder. And in turn, I agree with Elihu. God's power is way beyond anything that we might do. What do you do with this today? How do you take this and apply it to your life in this daily accelerator? First, God is a God of strength and might and sovereignty. And as such, he's a God that says to us, revere me, follow me, and I will indeed use you, bless you for my purposes. We know it may not always go easy, but we know it's worth it. Second, in God and in following God, there is righteousness and there is hope. There's hope for each one of us. Paul said in Romans chapter 5, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. I want you to look today and say, if you're going through trial, you're going to look at Elihu and you're going to say, wow, is this me? I'm going to say, don't look at Elihu, look at God. God has a message for you today. And it's a message of saying, I'm trying to refine you. I'm trying to draw you. I'm trying to show you. There's hope in God and God alone. I hope it helps. Keep reading. Keep in Project 4-4. You know, we're into September now. And as you look at September, you say, well, we're getting near the end of the year. And you're also in a place where you're coming down toward the home stretch of the Old Testament. Stay in it. Stay reading. And Marty Barnhart. This is the Great Wall, and it is a beautiful day. If you ever get to China and want to visit, it's worth the trip. Take care. Have a great day.